Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sundar Japa conference call. Today's speaker is His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji. Prabhuji will speak on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, chapter 24, verse number 168 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present?
Hey Krishna, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, probably it's breaking. Your voice is breaking, and there is little disturbance also.
I'm also not able to have very clear, audio. So can you hear me now, clear?
Yes, it's better, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Now, Prabhuji, done with Parna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and dedication to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, please.
Yeah, so let me try and switch if I can, log in from another connection, just in case if that is better. Otherwise, we will be, we can continue. Because this is something that I've dialed in from an India number. So, if the other connection is better, then let's do that.
Shall I screen, Prabhu? Versus?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
So, Prabhu, since your connection is not good, you won't be able to go on YouTube today?
I will not be able to do live.
Okay.
Somebody can, I am trying to log in from another. This number I called from landline. So
okay.
I can just log in from internet and see if it's better. Otherwise, somebody can call me.
Yeah, I think this is okay. So far, since the past 2-3 minutes since you spoke, it seems good.
Acha, okay. Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me? This is better?
Yes, very good, very good.
Okay, fine. I think the Indian connection is... Anyway, so we'll continue. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 24, text number 168. So this is the chapter titled The 61 Explanations of Atma Ramasya Munayo Verse. And Mahaprabhu is explaining the most interesting as well as deep science to Shripad Sanatana Goswami. And because of Sanatana Goswami's personality, his surrender and devotion, Mahaprabhu is revealing those signs by which the deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness are discussed. So we will discuss verse number 168 and also 169. Those are the two verses that we will discuss today. And we will churn this through our discussions today. Atma Shabde Yatna Kahe Yatna Kariya मुनयो कृष्ण भजे गुणा कृष्ट हया। ट्रांसलेशन, आत्मा ऑल्सो मीन्स एंडेवर, बीइंग अट्रैक्टेड बाय कृष्णास ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज। सम सेंट्स मेक अ ग्रेट एंडेवर टू कम टू द पॉइंट ऑफ रेंडरिंग सर्विस टू हिम। टेक्स्ट नंबर 169। तस्यैव हेतो प्रयेतत कोवितो न लभ्यते यद् भ्रमताम् उपरि यदः तल्लभ्यते दुःखवद् अन्यथा सुखं कालेन सर्वत्र गभीरं हसाम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, The transcendental position cannot be attained by wandering up and down from Brahmaloka and Satyaloka to Patala Loka. If one is actually intelligent and learned, he should endeavor for that rare transcendental position. By the force of time, one attains whatever material happiness is available within the 14 worlds, just as one attains distress in due course of time. But since spiritual consciousness is not attained in this way, one should try for it. Purport. This verse was spoken by Narada Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.18. Narada Muni was speaking to Vyasadeva, who was morose even after he had compiled all the Vedic literatures. In this connection, Narada Muni advised Srila Vyasadeva to try to attain devotional service and nothing else. So we will also read from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Prabhupada is trying to explain this particular shloka in very detailed purport that Prabhupada is giving on the importance of taking up Krishna consciousness seriously. So we will just read that translation and the purport of them, and so this is 1.5.18. So Prabhupada gives a purport. Every man everywhere is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some men are busy engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work to become happy in the next life by attaining higher planets. It is said that on the moon, the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking somarasa, and the Pitruloka is obtained by good charitable work. So there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach moon or other planets by some mechanical arrangement, for they are very anxious to get into such planets without doing good work. But this is not to happen. By the law of the Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings according to the work they have performed. By good work only, as prescribed in the scripture, can one attain birth in a good family, opulence, good education and good bodily features. We see also that even in this life, one obtains a good education or money by good work. Similarly, in our next birth, we get such desirable positions only by good work. Otherwise, it would not so happen that two persons born in the same place at the same time are seen differently placed according to previous work. But all such material positions are impermanent. The positions in the topmost Brahmaloka and in the lowest Patala are all also changeable according to our own work. The philosophically inclined person must not be tempted by such changeable positions. He should try to get into the permanent bliss and knowledge where he will not be forced to come back again to the miserable material world, either in this or that planet. Miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life, and they are obtained in Brahmaloka and in other lokas also. They are obtained in the life of the demigods and also in the life of the dogs and hogs. The miseries and mixed happiness of all living beings are only of different degree and quality, but no one is free from the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. Similarly, everyone has hit destined happiness also. No one can get more or less of these things simply by personal endeavors. Even if they are obtained, they can be lost again. One should not, therefore, waste time with these flimsy things. One should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this two verses from the 24th canto of Madhilila, text 168 and 169, encourages us to focus on higher dimensional science and not something that which is temporary. Dukkalayam asashvatam. So from the viewpoint of practicing Krishna consciousness, it is extremely deep as well as logical that Srila Prabhupada is trying to teach us that rather than focusing on our day-to-day materialistic life, let's focus on Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's argument is miseries and mixed happiness are constantly available . They are inseparable in the life of a jiva, whether he is a devotee, there's a human being, or whether it's one is an animal. But then Srila Prabhupada says one other point, that the distress is presented in due course of time, happiness will also be presented, which is what Bhagavad Gita also says, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Sida Ushna Sukha Dukkada Agama Payino Nitya Stam Titik Shastva Bharata. So the Siddhanta is like how the climate changes, similarly happiness and distress will come and go. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. This propensity of pushing towards Krishna consciousness motivating us towards practicing spirituality is predominantly visible in all Acharya's instructions. They talk about the urgency of taking up Krishna consciousness. They talk about the importance of becoming serious in devotional life. They talk about how Krishna consciousness is something that we all need to be endeavoring for, extra energy, efforts, planning, intelligence, strategy, everything is required, not for the, you know, daily bread and butter. So this is a very... Hare Krishna. So this is something that we all need to work towards. This is all something that everybody needs to put in their endeavor and energy to practice Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada was clear, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was clear, saying that how endeavor is not necessary for main course of life. It, you just keep doing, it will all fall in place, whatever that we are destined for. But what we need to endeavor for is Krishna consciousness. So now, let's analyze this context from a perspective which Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, four types of people surrender unto me and four types of people do not surrender unto me. So, now that context we are in is talking about why we need to put in our extra endeavor and why Prabhupada says we are not putting in extra endeavor. So from that viewpoint, I would like to analyze one particular aspect out of the four Krishna says that people don't surrender unto me. Krishna says, Naradama, Maya Apahrita Jnana, Muda, and Asurim, Asura. Lowest amongst mankind, intelligence stolen by Maya, foolish, atheists. These are the four types of people Krishna says doesn't surrender. So now, we as practicing devotees, after hearing repeatedly from Acharya, from Shastras, from Sadhus, from our own life experiences, we all know for sure that this Krishna consciousness is something that we should put our endeavor, but we generally don't, or we are not able to consistently sustain in our endeavor. Why is it so? Are we lowest amongst mankind? No, we are not. Because we are already reading, chanting, hearing, participating in Krishna Katha in some capacity. Whether attentively, non-attentively, positively, negatively, whatever may be the reason. Somewhere or other, we are connected with this process of Krishna consciousness. So I wouldn't, unless otherwise we have some specific concern, I wouldn't classify ourselves where our intelligence, I mean, we are lowest amongst mankind. Are we asura? Are we atheist? Probably we are not atheist because then we will not be attending such sessions. So, instead of classifying us from the four different types of people who are surrendering to Krishna, which definitely in one of them we will be, or maybe we are beyond that, we also need to analyze, are we the ones with some disorder, multiple personality disorder, bipolar disorder, split personality disorder, whatever disorder we may say, wherein we swing both ways. We at times definitely surrender, you know, cry, pray, worship the Supreme Lord. On the other side, we do not put in the necessary endeavor which otherwise we should have been putting. So the analysis that I am going to do today, or the reflection that I am bringing into the table today, is whilst Brahmaloka to Patala Loka, the jivas are wandering. If we are definitely students of Srimad Bhagavatam, why is it that the necessary endeavor is not put in, which is expected out of us? In Kevalashtakam, second verse, it is explained, Abrahma Stamba Paryantam Sarvam Maya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam Harer Namaiva Kevalam. Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam. The personality, Acharya is writing, I promise that everything is Maya, this is understood, realized. Hence, Saguru Sapita Chabi Samata Mandavopisa Sikshaye Chet Sadasmartum Harer Namaiva Kevalam Nishvasenahi Vishvasa Kadarudho Bhavishyati Kirtaniyamato Balyat Harer Namaiva Kevalam. Because he know that from Brahmaloka to even the, you know, the smallest vast, everything in this world is Maya, and I am completely sure about it. Hence, Saguru, Sapita, if anybody is spiritual master and anybody is calling himself as a father, anybody is mother, anybody is friend, anybody is well-wisher, please, all you have to do is give a holy name. And when we should give them, Vishwase Nahi Vishwasa Kataruddho Bhavishyati Kirtaniya Mato Balyat, from a very childhood days. Because we are not trusting at the, you know, grown up stage. When I am grown up, when my intelligence is grown, when I am in whatever settled state, whether I will remember Krishna or not. Vishwase Nahi. So I'm not able to trust. So all I could do is, if I can give Krishna consciousness at the childhood days. So with this note, I would like to analyze only one aspect of our nature. There may be many other dimensions to this, but I will limit myself to analysis of Maya Apahrita Jnana. The reason is, we are surrendering, at the same time we are not surrendering enough. Whilst Prabhupada is giving an example of scientist for this Maya Apahrita Jnana. So, but even though we are not directly into a denial mode of the Supreme Lord, I just want to throw some dimension. If there is some way, we are also letting our intelligence stolen away by Maya because of our some quotients about which we will talk about it today. So that's going to be my reflection on this verse. That Srila Prabhupada is saying that we know everything is Maya. We know that what we are destined to is we are going to get. And instead of we putting endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness, why are we wasting our time? And this instruction Narada Muni is giving to Vyasadeva. After Vyasadev is finishing writing everything under the roof possible in Shastra and still remain unsatisfied. So Maya Apahrita Jnana, why I am taking, we can talk about Muda also, because sometimes we are foolish too. But let us limit ourselves to Maya Apahrita Jnana with a variable to say I am surrendering, but sometimes my intelligence is stolen, which is making me not surrender, which is making me not to put the necessary endeavor, which is making me to realize that, you know, I should be focusing on that which is immediately beneficial, not that which is ultimately beneficial. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 9, text 42. Mahaprabhu is referring another similar Bhagavatam verse which was spoken by Krishna to all the gopis at the time of Vastraharan pastime in Yamuna bank. What is that verse? We have spoken many times. Etava janmasapalyam dehinam ihadehishu pranair arthair diyavacha shreyadasharanam jara. Where Krishna is telling that janmasapalyam, your life will get completely purified when we use our life, wealth, words and intelligence for Shreyas. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, what is Shreyas? What is Prayas? There are two types of activities. Shreyas is that which is ultimately beneficial. Prayas is that which is immediately beneficial. So, Prabhupada is explaining how Krishna consciousness is an activity of Shreyas, and we should work towards Shreyas and not Prayas. So from that line of thought, it is something that we are going to analyze. Are we losing our intelligence and in some place, and because of which we are, you know, suffering this material world? So Maya Apahrita Jnana has got three components: Jnana, Apaharan and Maya. Intelligence, every individual spirit soul has got intelligence. Especially if the spirit soul is in the human form of life, he is bestowed with some special intelligence. If the human form of life has got education, he has got furthermore cherished special intelligence. And if that human being is not only educated but also Krishna conscious, then that intelligence is not only special, not only cherished, it is also divine. So that intelligence which we have nurtured with the blessings of Vaishnavas, with the blessings of the scriptures, who is stealing that away? How are we losing them? How are we getting mesmerized, hallucinated, oriented, detract and forgetting the necessary focus that we need to do? How Maya is able to apaharan, steal that intelligence away? That's our conversation. So this apaharan that Maya is trying to do, as we always say, Maya means that which is not. Anything that is taking us away from Krishna, anything that is making us believe that we are non-Krishna conscious, anything that is making us realize that I am the enjoyer, so that is all Maya. That is why in all the Vaishnava Acharya's prayers, if you classify any prayer, may it be Bhakti Vinod Thakur, may it be Narottam Das Thakur, may it be any Acharya's prayers, we can see two sets of thread in their prayers. One set of prayers they would have always said in terms of glorification of a personality. But incidentally, there is also another thread of prayer is about confessing the illusion that they were put in. So the reason that I am talking about this particular Maya Apakrita Jnana is many a times, may it be Indra, may it be Dhruva Maharaj, maybe, you know, various personalities, Brahma, maybe so many personalities, when they offer their prayers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, they say, my dear Lord, there were days where I thought I am educated, I am intelligent, I am accomplished, and my intelligence were stolen, I did not realize your supremacy, so please forgive me. So we coming under illusion is one of the natural defects of four defects of a human being. So how does this feeling happen? Where is the pitfall? How do we protect us from such a feeling? Because if we do not let this knowledge that is going to be stolen away by Maya, which is Kali Purusha's act, then probably we are safe enough and we can focus our endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness. So the stealing is generally happening in a logical analysis because of two reasons. One reason is that I have not protected my wealth properly. The second reason is I didn't even value that I have something wealthy enough, valuable. These are the two reasons why somebody can steal our intelligence away. I repeat, if somebody steals something from somebody, let us say, for example, somebody is stealing gold from me. There are only two possibilities why this is stolen. One is I was careless and did not protect my gold properly. Second thing was, I didn't even realize that the gold is valuable. I kept it like that and somebody flicked it. So in this case also, we are going to analyze two sets of reflections. One in which we have not protected the spiritual quotient because of some carelessness or some variables, and we are also going to analyze because of certain set of variables we have not valued our spiritual intelligence, because of which it is stolen away. So these two sets of points will help us reflect that where is the leak. We may have the pot, we may have amrita, the nectar is flowing inside the pot, but we are not realizing where the holes are, and we are not realizing that till the holes in the pot are, you know, properly covered, how much our nectar is being, you know, poured into this, somewhere there will be some leakage outside. So first set of reflections in terms of, you know, how are we not protecting the wealth that we are bestowed with? As I said, by not protecting our valuable, we know the knowledge is valuable. We know that this knowledge is, that is something that which can take us to a higher dimensional platform. And we know that this knowledge that we are possessing is rarest of the rarest. And still, we are, you know, our intelligence is lost in a world of stupidity. So there are four sets of reasons how the knowledge or the wisdom that we have been blessed with is stolen away by Maya. Number one is not choosing the right association. If somebody is not choosing the right association, in the sense, if somebody is not careful of their association, what happens is that how much ever interesting, intelligent and wisdom that we are bestowed with, the wrong association tries to maneuver and take us away from Krishna. That is why Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining that Sangat Tyagat Satavrite Sadbir Bhaktir Prasidyati. He said, out of the six favorable qualities that are needed for Krishna consciousness to be facilitated, Utsaha Nischaya Dairya Tatat Karma Pravartanat Sangat Tyagat Asat Sangat Tyagat Yei Vaishnavachar. And we as congregation predominantly Grihastas, because of the conveniences of the ashram that we have, where we are socially supposed to be interacting, we try to not put a proper restriction around ourselves and let us get exposed thinking that I will be able to manage this and let so many unwanted things come in our life. Say for example,
we devotees are not careful enough in our practices, not careful enough in what we eat, not careful enough in what all we do. In the name of family reasons, in the name of various reasons, we as congregation or practicing devotees have been reckless, either in terms of watching movies or eating in restaurants or trying to socialize or trying to befriend and trying to share our heart to people who are not understanding Krishna consciousness. For various reasons, we have been little careless, and that is one of the reasons, one of the area by which, from where our knowledge, our intelligence, our blessings can be stolen away. When they are stolen away, it is not that we have lost, but there is a covering that comes in front which hides our real intelligence. So hence, this is one area which we need to be careful for us to put an additional endeavor. Second, just because of the first reason, the second reason is a natural byproduct which is called Vaishnava Aparadha. Just because I did not do Asat Sangha Tyaga, what I am getting into is gossiping, prajalpa, and eventually Vaishnava Aparadha. I start commenting on things, I start, contemplating on things, and I start talking about things which I am not supposed to be doing. So Vaishnava Aparadha is something that is another leak in a system because of which the intelligence, the wisdom that we have been bestowed with is stolen away. The third is just because of one and two, just because of we not being careful in our association, not being careful with our Vaishnava Aparadha, we are naturally getting into a zone of doubting. We are not able to, accept Vedic literature as it is, and we are getting into doubt, and that doubt is something which is going to shake us from our fundamental commitment and surrender to our bona fide process. This doubt is not coming from the real prashna, pariprashna perspective. This is coming from the perspective of Shraddha. So the doubt here is about the integrity, about the process, about the sanctity of the whole Krishna consciousness. So from that viewpoint, so this third variable which disturbs ourselves into a situation of not putting in endeavor, our intelligence getting stolen, is also because of the doubt. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we did discuss about this point about Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was traveling with Mahaprabhu, and at that time there was a rumor where Krishna appeared in Yamuna and dancing on Kaliyahood. Technically what was happening was a boatman with a lantern light was rowing the boat in the middle of Yamuna in the night. So people from distance, they thought the boatman as Krishna and the boat's edge as Kaliya's hood and the lantern light as Kaliya's eyes, and everybody started to go and witness that. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya went and told Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu chastised him and slapped him, saying that you are coming and telling me that you are going to go and see Krishna, and your intelligence is lost. So Mahaprabhu was very, very upset with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and we discussed about this in many, many sessions. So hence the last reflection is about misunderstanding, which is that hearing from a relative source and not hearing from an absolute source, because of which we accept illusion as reality and reality as illusion. So, in my humble self-understanding, these are the four reasons why our intelligence, whatever we may have acquired, because of this four carelessness, our intelligence is stolen and we are victim to illusion, and eventually, in spite of being blessed soul in coming in contact with the process, we are limping, and the necessary process progress that we should have otherwise made, we are not able to make. And hence the warning is, be careful about the association that we are choosing, be careful about the Vaishnava aparat, be careful about the doubts that we have towards our acharyas, parampara and the process, and be careful not to misunderstand this because of not hearing from an absolute source and hearing from a relative source and accepting reality as illusion and illusion as reality. The second set of reflection by which our intelligence is stolen is, we really don't value the intelligence that we are blessed with. We really don't value the process that we are bestowed with. We don't really respect the entire Krishna consciousness process, because of which we are reckless. In the first case, we valued it, but we never protected them. In the second case, we didn't even value them. So, there are four reasons which we will analyze. And if we somehow work on these four reasons, probably our endeavor that we are expected out of us will be able to effectively be done. So, the first reason because of which we don't value Krishna consciousness, the first reason because of which Krishna consciousness is not looking so important, is about the familiarity quotient. Many a time in Krishna consciousness, we may have, you know, crossed some level of devotional growth pretty fast. After that point in time, our growth wouldn't have been much greater, because we would have acquired this disease of familiarity. If you have Veda base, you can go and, you know, search familiarity, the word familiarity. There are at least 15, 16 places or maybe more in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada talks about this word familiarity and how familiarity breeds contempt. So he says familiarity is a very dangerous thing, wherein in spite of we being very close to the bona fide process, because of the familiarity, we will not be able to value the person or the process or the knowledge in the way we are supposed to be valuing. So this familiarity could be too close, too fast towards deities, towards self-realized souls, towards holy name, towards holy dham, towards Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone who goes too close, too fast, or too slow, too late, all of them are part of this problem. So hence, familiarity is a commonly available problem amongst devotees, practicing devotees, where our husband may be a self-realized soul, one's wife may be a self-realized soul, one's children may be a self-realized soul, one's neighbor, friend, so many people in their community may be self-realized soul, just because we have got access to them in a manner which otherwise is not so difficult. So we take things for granted and finally lose a very wonderful opportunity. I always tell my students, I'm not sure, have we got the good fortune of being in the association neighborhood of Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. I am not sure if we would have respected them as we are respecting them now, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who has come and, you know, given us the necessary knowledge and revealed them how great personalities they were. Probably if we had ourselves seen them, been with them, we would have also taken them as one other human being amongst us and not given utmost importance. That is why sometimes, you know, it is extremely important for us to, you know, decide how I am supposed to strike a relationship with a person. Sometimes becoming too familiar can be detrimental to Maya Apavrita Jnana. Can be contributing to Maya Apavrita Jnana. The second reason why we don't value the Krishna consciousness process is because of the laid back propensity. This is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in Madhurya Kadambini, where he says that laid back. In Hindi, we call them as jane do. In Hindi, when they say jane do, means okay, you know, so be it. So this propensity that what if I have not done today, I will do tomorrow. What if I don't do tomorrow, I'll do later tomorrow. It's okay, na? What's the big deal? So jane do, na? I mean, it's okay, fine. So this propensity is something that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura says is a very dangerous propensity from perspective of our practicing in Krishna consciousness. He is explaining in the context of chanting, but if we extrapolate them to other situations, this is one reason why we don't value. Okay, I've been in Vrindavan, so what? I didn't go to Radhakund. I went Yatra, so what if I didn't attend the lecture? Oh, I have got Srimad Bhagavatam, so what if I have not studied now, I'll study later. So, there's a saying in a Tamil proverb where if somebody wants to take bath in the ocean, if somebody says that let the waves stop, then I'll go and take bath in the ocean. This is an impractical statement because waves are never going to stop. And if anybody says that so long as the waves are there, I cannot take bath in the ocean, which means you can never take bath there. Similarly, so long as we are having this procrastinating mentality, so long as we have this laid-back mentality, we will never be able to put in endeavor. The third reason why we are not able to practice serious endeavor and not able to protect the Krishna consciousness that we are bestowed with is because of our prejudice. So prejudiceness is something that actually puts us in back foot. And many a times in a devotional circle, we are expected to see beyond caste, creed, age, gender, in various other, color, place, address, all those things. But somehow or other, because of our educational system, we are prejudiced people. So we think that if a child is speaking, he cannot speak, saying Krishna consciousness. If a lady is speaking, probably she is... Prabhupada is, saying women is Shudra comparable and lowest amongst whatever. So we have our own set of prejudicedness because of which we are not able to value what is, given to us. Just imagine the life of, family members of Srila Prabhupada. What good fortune they are bestowed with. Where A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is their dad, husband and various relationships that they had. But they could never take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's presence in the house. And Ramanujacharya's wife, when Ramanujacharya has invited his spiritual master for lunch, Ramanujacharya's wife had cooked a very wonderful prasadam. And Ramanujacharya went to fetch leaves to be serving the prasadam. By the time Ramanujacharya was going to come back, the spiritual master came. He was in a bit of hurry, so he requested that that's okay, let him come. You please serve me with the food that you have cooked. So with whatever available resources, Ramanujacharya's wife served the prasadam that she had cooked to Ramanujacharya's spiritual master. And as soon as he left, because he is not from a Brahmin community, she thought, how can I eat the leftover of a Shudra, of a, a person who is not born in a caste Brahmin. So she actually literally threw everything away and washed the vessels and recooked the preparations all over again. When Ramanujacharya came back home, he asked, what happened to this Mahaprasadam? So she narrated the whole thing as if she did a favor. She said, look at that, Neech Vyakti, the fallen or low caste person's food left over, how can we eat? So I threw them away and I cooked all over again for you. So let us come and have prasadam. Ramanujacharya was extremely disheartened and deserted because she couldn't understand that the remnants of the food left over by his spiritual master is a catalyst and solace for his Krishna consciousness. He was very, very upset. So the message here is sometimes we are prejudiced because of our caste, community, gender, age, locality, and various reasons, but Krishna does not see any one of these criteria. Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport to Nectar of Instruction, verse number 5 and 6 on this particular point. And the last aspect of this reflection is that we don't value Krishna consciousness when we become a diplomatic person. Being diplomatic will throw us away from Krishna consciousness zone, because when we are diplomatic, we learn to cover ourselves up rather than reveal ourselves to our spiritual master. The propensity of being diplomatic induces us to lead a fake life, induces us to lead a life which is completely baseless, and hence we need to be very careful by, you know, watching out our characters. We hear devotees saying that sometimes diplomacy is need to be used, otherwise we cannot survive in this world. So nowhere Krishna is asking us to get exploited. If somebody is exploiting you, please don't get exploited. But that doesn't mean that we should use the diplomacy to protect or to cover ourselves. This may actually literally cover the intelligence that we are bestowed with. So these are the four variables because of which we don't get to value Krishna consciousness the way we are supposed to be valuing. So to wrap up our conversation, what I wanted to say is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining the importance of putting endeavors, and Srila Prabhupada gives an explanation where miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life, whether we are in Brahmaloka, Pataloka, whichever human form of life, and birth, death, old age, disease are all part of the nature of this material world. And all the opulences, wealth, family, bodily features, everything is based on the good work that we perform. So everything is predestined. Only one thing that is not predestined is the endeavor that we put in to go out of this cycle of birth and death. For that, human form of life is an ideal form. So from that perspective, we all are supposed to be putting in extra endeavor. As Narada Muni is explaining to Vyasadeva, as far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. Rather, he is insisting that anyone who is intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for the purposeful end which is not obtainable otherwise. So that rarest of rarest opportunity is something that we should aim for. Even if you are not fully successful, the endeavor will be acknowledged and Krishna will reciprocate. The English saying, where hunt for the rhino, means hunting a rhinoceros is not something very easy, but if you could hunt it down, then it's definitely a big accomplishment. So maybe by practicing Krishna consciousness, we may find some set of challenges, or maybe we may find it's highly improbable, impossible from the current state of mind. But at least our endeavor and try will be appreciated by the Supreme Lord, and the Lord will reciprocate and give enough support so that what we are trying is definitely possible to be done at some point in time. So hence we discussed that why are we not putting in endeavor? As practicing devotees, the reason we are not able to put in endeavor is because somewhere we are careless. Somewhere we are not able to value that we are bestowed with. Hence we should look at this aspect of Maya Apahrita Jnana from a devotee standpoint. Whilst I am a devotee, whilst I am practicing Krishna consciousness, whilst I am definitely doing all the endeavor, there are times where I am carried away. And what does, how I am getting carried away, what makes me get derooted from Krishna consciousness? So one aspect that I discussed today was how the intelligence that we are blessed with, which is, if it is not protected or if it is not valued, then Maya will steal away. Which means we will be coming under illusion, and that illusion, once we are into it, then we need some external support to help us out, to bring us out of that illusion. In our case, we definitely had Srila Prabhupada who brought us out, but even after bringing us out, we should be careful enough. I always say this example, that a person is going in the train to reach a particular destination. If he is intelligent enough, if he has enough conviction towards the process, he should stay put in the train with a, with this companions
Otherwise, if he is trying to run inside the running train, thinking that by me running inside the train, I will reach my destination faster, or if he thinks that this train is not going fast enough, let me step out of the train and catch another train, the foolishness is on us and not on the process. So this Maya Apahrita Jnana, or the Maya stealing away our intelligence, is classified into two possibilities. One is where our intelligence is not properly protected. Second is our intelligence is not valued. Intelligence not properly protected is because of, number one, not choosing the right association. Number two, because of Vaishnava Aparad. Number three is because of the doubts created because of such one and two agenda. And third is because of misunderstanding, because of hearing from a relative source and not hearing from an absolute source and concluding illusion as reality and reality as illusion. And the four reasons why we don't value Krishna consciousness is because of familiarity, because of laid-back attitude, because of prejudice, and because of being diplomatic. So, to come back to Srila Prabhupada's purport, where he says that one should not therefore waste time with these flimsy things, one should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life. So we all should keep this very strong in our spirits to say that my mission in life is to somehow go back home, back to Godhead, and become a missionary in the Sankirtan movement with the conviction saying Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So with this I end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very, very much. This was indeed a very insightful class. The example of the train and the type of, family breeds contempt, so we have to be very careful. Both kind of was very important. Thank you very much, Prabhu. The class was very, very nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all wish to Prabhupada.
Anyone has any questions or comments for Prabhuji, please ask. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. All the realizes and is working, Prabhu. Thank you very much for your association. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Dandar Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any other thoughts, comments? Okay, great. So this whole chapter of Atma Ramasya Munayo is getting very nice and intense. So, and Srila Prabhupada also giving a very good, the purports that Srila Prabhupada is giving, which where they are referred in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they will definitely help us to regain, reconnect, re-establish. When I say, the reason I'm saying re is because we are, by constitutional design, we are Satchit Ananda, just that we have forgotten. So that is why Prabhupada always say going back home, back to Godhead, not just going to Godhead. So we have to just re-remind that, like how Hanuman has to be re-reminded, saying that he is very powerful and able. So similarly, we are also having some curse probably by being part of this Kali Yuga. At the same time, we are blessed by being part of this Kali Yuga. So simultaneously, this Kali Yuga, as explained in Bhagavatam, Kaliyar Dosh Nide Rajan Astiki Eko Mahan Gunaha. This Kali Yuga is full of faults, but one good quality is that Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. So just by being part of the Sankirtan movement, we will definitely be liberated. So I'm sure all of you are serious students in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. May you all be more and more serious in this month of Kartik by practicing the Krishna consciousness vows, and also by avoiding all the pitfalls that will drag us away from Krishna. wish you good luck and see you all soon in the future sessions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very well, sir. So when you were talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur and, you know, good that we were not there at that time, because there is a very good chance that we would have considered him to be any other than ordinary person. I was thinking the same about Prabhupada. I often think that it is good that I was not there during that time, and we are second generation devotees, because I feel the appreciation for Prabhupada has increased, at least from my point of view. In my situation, I feel if I were during that time, maybe my appreciation wouldn't have been so great with my fallen condition. So thanks for talking about that as well. That rang a bell in my mind. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Related to today's class, Prabhuji, in a Kartik month, we have to do a fasting, but because we are taking lots of medicine, so can we take little vegetables afternoon time?
The Shastra has got different types of Kartik Vrata, or different levels of Kartik Vrata. So one can observe the Kartik Vrata according to one's surrender as well as ability. Because if a Kartik Vrata is done just for the sake of, punya, then that is not our Siddhanta. So from that perspective, what is possible for you to be self-realized. One day, Srila Prabhupada was coming to one of the ashrams in the U.S., early days of ISKCON, where he saw all the devotees were, very tired and sleeping in different corners of the ashram. So Srila Prabhupada asked, what happened? So everybody said that, because we are observing Nirjala on this Ekadashi day, those are the days where every Ekadashi devotee used to observe Nirjala. So Prabhupada immediately said that the purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement is not to prove how austere we are. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to establish how compassionate we are and go and give Krishna to everybody, and to also practice ourselves in a nice frame of mind. So our vrata, our austerity, should be directly proportionate to our surrender. So if somebody is capable of doing the utmost acute Kartik Vrata by not shaving, not eating grain, eating only once a day, whatever, maybe the different vratas are there, so they can do it. So that is the reason Srila Prabhupada did not make Kartik Vrata as an institutionalized phenomena. He left it to the individuals. Different devotees in ISKCON even don't follow Chaturmasya Vrata, what to speak of Kartik Vrata. So the point is, with respect to you, in your own limited capacity, with respect to your surrender, you are definitely encouraged to fast proportionate enough that you can appreciate Krishna consciousness. The goal is remaining enthusiastic and also be part of the Sankirtan movement. Not the goal is to satisfy your mind, say that just because I observed Kartik Vrata, I will, have some punya or something like that. So if so long as you can manage to do that, wish you good luck. There is no stated thumb rule that what is the level of Kartik Vrata that somebody can follow. Having said that, if you are not able to decide yourself, then probably you can consider the local devotee who understands your family dynamics as well as your spiritual dynamics, can definitely adjust and help you the kind of Vrata that you can follow. But the third aspect is, any amount of Vrata, whether you eat once a day, whether you eat no grains, whether you eat, keep Nirjala, whatever Vrata you do, definitely we are going to have the results of them, because this month is very special from that perspective. Did I help you by my response? I'm not sure.
Yes, Prabhuji, that was correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Okay, I think we can end. There are no questions.
So if there's no one else having any questions or comments, we can end the call. Thank you all so much for joining. Vancha Kalpataru Pyascha Krupa Sandhu Bhyayvacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. अनन्तकोटि वैष्णववृन्द की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृता की जय. हिज ग्रेस राम गिरिधारी प्रभु की जय. हरे
कृष्ण प्रभु जी.
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्ण.